This is shir number 18. Tonight's shir will be saying from the Sefer Nefesh Shimshon, from Shimshon Pinkus, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And we're starting in page Lamed Vav, Binyan HaTefila. And we also have this picture of the Beis HaMikdash, the fact that it says here the third temple, that's not important to us for now. And we'll try to put the two together. So let's start from the beginning here. Arbas chelke hatfilo. There are four parts to tfilo. Medivri hakadmoinim oyle ki hatfilo mecholakes la arba chalakim. Tfilo is divided into four sections. Aleph, brachos or karbonos, the blessings and the karbonos. Yeah, Bob, you have the place? Do you have the place? You have the place?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Beis is Psukei Dezimra, so we start off with the blessings and the offerings. Then we have the Psukei Dezimra. Gimel is Kriya Shema and is Brachos. Dalet is Tfilas Shemoneh Esrei. Those are the four sections of davening. Similarly, a person will have a appetizer, a main course, maybe a dessert. Tfilah is our spiritual food, as the Kuzari tells us. We have different portions. Next paragraph. Oyisam arba chalakim kayamin gam la'achar tefilas shemoneh esrei b'sedafuch. The four orders, there are four orders that go an opposite way to bring us down a ladder, which we'll discuss soon. And they are, first, once again, the shemoneh esrei, to go down. We went up to the peak, now we're going down. Bei is ashrei kedusha desidra, keneged kriya shema b'chaseo. Ashrei and kedusha desidra, which we'll discuss soon, which corresponds to Kriya Shema and its brachos. Gimel Shir Shel Yoim corresponds to Psukei Dezimra. And Dalet Ein Kelokeinu K'tayres corresponds to Keneged Brachos U'Karbonos. Next paragraph.
Oh, you mean on the way you went up?
You went up a ladder.
On the way down.
Now you go down. As we know, a person tries to jump too fast, he won't be successful. He'll fall. A person goes down too fast, he unfortunately might fall as well. Well, the truth is, Nusach Sfard, they say Enkel Kein every single day. So we don't have in this sitter here, in the Ashkenaz sitter. So I'll say the page number soon, and we'll turn to the Shabbos one. We continue here. V'loshen HaKadmoinim, in the words of the Kadmoinim, the earlier ones, the Rabbanim, Dalar Chalukos Eilu Nikrois, these four separations are called Asiya, to do, Yitzira, creation, Bria, the form, the creation, the Atzilus, in the highest level. Shemoneh Esrei would be the Atzilus. We live in the world of Asiya, which we discussed when we learned about Adonai Olam. Oid Matzino B'Divreihem, I should rather say, we mentioned, we didn't discuss, because I'm not capable of discussing these deep concepts. Oid Matzino B'Divreihem, Shehem Shilu Zois Gamkach. The Kadmoinim explain as follows. There's the Har HaBayis, that's the Har, the mountain of the base of Migdosh, the Azara, the courtyard, the Heichal, the sanctuary, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Holy of Holies, the Sanctum Sanctorum, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let's take a quick look at the chart we have. And as we see on the bottom, I wrote down 1, 2, 3, 4, and next to that I wrote down Har HaBayis. Okay? If not, everything's not clear, please let me know. So, if you're holding it this way, right, so you have the Har HaBayis is on the, goes all the way around. I just, those arrows are just showing that it goes all the way around. Okay? This is the base of Migdash over here, the temple itself. It was on the mountain. Then we have the circle that says, there's a circle that says outer courtyard. Okay? That we're not going to discuss too much. Then we go to the inner courtyard is the Azara. Then we go to the Kodesh, which is, in our terminology, is called the Heichal. Okay, the sanctuary. And then number four is the Kodesh Kadosh. So what we just said was as follows. We just learned that the Har HaBayis go back to number one, in the bottom of the page, which is where the Beis HaMikdash is resting on. That corresponds to the Brachos and the Karbonos, which can be found on page 8 through 23 in the Chaim Shlomo Siddur. So if one would open up to page 8 through 23, So we see what we're talking about over here. The bracha is the Berachas HaShachar. They begin, as we learned, about Alon Tehillas Hadayim, all the way through 8 through 23, through all the Karbonos. All of this corresponds to the Har HaBayis. What we'll be discussing now is that we will be climbing a ladder. When do we climb this ladder? Every single time we go to Davin. Okay, and we start at the entrance. The entrance is the Brachos, and the Karbonos is that's the Har HaBayis. And on the way down the ladder, if we turn to page 253 to 253, we'll see on line number 13, page 253, line number 13, or you have it, Ein Kelokeinu, right? Okay, so we have the Ein Kelokeinu and the Pitum HaKtoris down to page 255. That corresponds to the descending order of going down the ladder, just like we start with the Brachos and the Karbonos. So we end with the Ein Kelokeinu and the Pitum HaKtoris. The Ktoris, the Karbonos, similarity, okay? So that's the Har HaBayis. Two, we have the Azara. We go to turn back to page 25. We start with the Berachas, Psuke de Zimra. So we're going closer to Hashem. Okay? We are now in the Azara, in the inner courtyard. We have the Psuke de Zimra. We praise Hashem over there. Page 25 through 41, that's all the Psuke de Zimra. It's all one long bracha. And then on the way down the ladder, page 84 to 88, we have the Shir Shel Yom. Once again, the Shirois, the praises, once again, we're going descending the ladder now. Mm-hmm. We go to number 3, we're in the Heichal, the sanctuary. That's in the middle, on the top of the page, over here. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that is Kriya Shema U'Brichosel, found on page 42 through 49. 42 through 49. That's with the Brachos of Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema itself. That's the point which we'll learn soon, where we will miyached Hashem, we will proclaim his unity, his oneness. We will close our eyes, but we are not totally there yet to the goal. And then descending that, the opposite of that, is page 78 to 81, going down the ladder once again, is Ashrei through Uval Tzion. Mm-hmm. Okay, Amen Tzayach, Uval Tzion, and so on and so forth. If I'm going too fast, please let me know. We go to number 4, we reached the goal. We are in the Kodesh Kodashim. We are all Kohanim Gedolim. No matter if we are Levi, Yisrael, and most of us in Baal Kinnur are Yisraelim. How do I know? Because I never eat Davin here. It's always Mekom Yisrael, Mekom Levi, Mekom Kohen. There's no, unless a good friend Jew's around. not too many Kohanim over here. A few Levium also. So, and this time, when we come to Davin, we all put on the 8 garments of the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, and we enter the Kodesh Kadashim. This should be our mindset when we daven Shmoneh Esrei. That is Shmoneh Esrei. On page 50 to 61, we are now...
We should feel we're the Kohen Gadol.
We should feel we are the Kohen Gadol. We are Lefnai Lefnim. We are in the Holy of Holies. We are talking straight to God. That's what's taking place now. When we ascended the ladder, page 50 to 61 is the Shemoneh Esrei itself, and we are in God's, we are facing God in His throne, by His seat. Okay? Now, descending, once again, we have the Shemoneh Esrei as well. He doesn't discuss it here, for Pinkus, but I did see, I think in another sefer of his, that Tachanun, corresponds to the Shemoneh Esrei, is the descending aspect of it. Mm-hmm. That's why it's important that the person, we never speak during davening, that's without saying, but if one would have to say something, he would make sure he wouldn't interrupt from Shemoneh Esrei to Tachanun. He shouldn't interrupt after he finishes the Shemoneh Esrei. Nothing should be said at that point as well. So he didn't discuss Tachanun, which is found on page 66 to 71, but the Shemoneh Esrei, he says, is the descending. The Shemoneh Esrei is ascending and descending as well. Okay, mm-hmm. So now, yes.
So during the repetition and between when people are done and between when people start the repetition, people shouldn't be talking?
during the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei is a very important time that we should be following along in the Siddur and making sure we answer Amen to the proper brachos. Just a little digression, just for a few seconds. There is only one time it says in the whole entire Shulchan Aruch that if a person does a certain sin, his sin is too great to bear. Only one time. And I'm not saying this, I'm being recorded now, so I should. I'm not saying this from being an expert and going all through all Shulchan Aruch yet. God should help me. I should merit to do such a thing.
Amen.
Thank you. Everybody here as well.
Amen.
It's very good for the brachas. Where is the one time it says this? By a person speaking during Chazaras HaShatz, during the Chazan's repetition.
Mm.
A person speaks during that time. It says his sin is too great to bear.
Wow.
Now, that doesn't mean a person should not do tshuva. No, let's not get this, there's tshuva on anything. I mean, the only other time that it's mentioned that this expression of a person's sin is too great to bear is when Cain killed Hevel, his brother, and Cain said as a question to God, is my sin too great to bear? There's a question. Here, it's a statement, it's a fact. A person who speaks during Chazaras HaShatz, during the Chazaras repetition, if a person is a gabbai, that's a different discussion over here. Okay? But the bottom line is a person should not be speaking at all, especially during that time period.
Can you catch up?
Person wants to know, can you catch up during that time period?
Catch up from what?
From lack of, let's say they down a little faster.
Right.
Okay, so a person wants to daven during the Chazaras HaShatz, during the Chazan's repetition.
Right.
Can a person do that? Okay.
Okay.
So the issue is that it's possible while he is concentrating on his davening, he's going to miss the bracha. So he'll be missing the bracha, he's not going to be answering Amen. So it's very important he answers Amen. Learning also should not be done during that time. It's a big Yetzirah. And we know that, we see that the flip side, the punishment is so great. So we see, obviously, the tremendous Yetzirah that says, talk. As we heard this past Sunday night from Moshe Weinberger Shlita, that the person will come to shul and sit next to somebody who never says boo to him, and all of a sudden he'll ask him how everything is doing in the world. As soon as shul's over, he doesn't say a word again. Because the Yitzhahara says, now is the time to talk. Because the Yitzhahara knows talking in shul, talking during davening is a tremendous sin. And we want to make sure we chas v'shalom, do not listen to that Yitzhahara.
Is the same goes for mincha?
In regards to what? In regards to Chazaras HaShatz?
Yeah.
It applies to all parts of tefillah. It all applies to all parts of tefillah. If a person will have a board meeting, and the person, the head of the board, is making his presentation. Now, I was never by his board meetings. No one invited me ever. But I assume you come, you listen, you have questions. You don't just scream out. But
they scream out.
Oh, okay. Maybe they do scream out. But that's when you want to address, give your point, right? Yeah. You by these board meetings. So the point is, but you're not going to pull out your cell phone and have a screaming conversation with that person and tell them, the Yankees are going to win or the Mets are going to, whatever it might be.
Right.
This is, we're talking, we're now in God's house. So we're going to discuss things, and we have to realize there are halachas, there are laws about treating things properly, about how we should behave, what we should talk, what we should bring into the shul, what we should leave out of the shul, who should come to shul, who should not come to shul. Let's go a little further.
Yes. Quick point. Question. Michael is asking, should he finish Shemona Esrei?
No.
Is that what you were asking?
No.
That I understand you're supposed to do.
Yeah. That you finish. You want to know if you could finish, let's say, Psuka the Zimra.
What do you do if you're not finished reading the Shemona Esrei?
You continue.
Do it.
You continue.
You continue.
You're talking to God.
But do you wait for the...
The only thing you would wait for is if when they say Kedusha.
Yeah.
Right?
So at that time, that point, you would silently stand still and listen to what they say. Listen, but not answer.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're in the middle of that intimate conversation with God.
Right.
Okay, but after they finish the Kedusha, you continue with Yishmon Esrei.
The Kedusha is one part.
That Kedusha is a very good question. Kedusha is found on page 51. Okay, in the Shacharis, in the morning service, page 51, line number 10. That is the beginning of the Kedusha. So when the whole congregation starts reciting the Kedusha, and if a person is still saying Shmoneh Esrei, he does not respond to the Kedusha, but rather he listens. And the rule is, Shomeya Ka'ine. Listening is like responding, like answering. So he gets some reward for listening to it as well. As he said it.
Hmm. Okay, so he just stops at this point.
Well, let's say on page 56.
Right, I mean,
yes.
He just stops
and listens.
Adhan as well, whoever is reciting it, at this part, he just
correct.
Pauses. And then after that, he continues?
Correct. Very good.
I never knew what to do at that point.
Sorry?
I never knew what to do at that
very
point.
Very good. So
I never finish. So.
It's worthwhile to come just for that, right?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
One quick question. People yes. like are always are learning. They just don't know this whole lot. Very learned people, and they join the Shemona. I mean, they just don't know the whole lot.
I totally agree with Drew. We see it all the time.
It bothers me. I feel like going up to them and saying something. They say, well, you don't know anything. I mean, I know more than you. I don't dare do it.
Do it, Drew. I want to see you go nuts.
But it bothers me. Because either it's us or
save
it's... Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
It drives me crazy.
I could just say like this. I try to answer for my own actions. I can't answer for other people's actions. What people try to do is find a limud zchus, a merit for these people. I'm sure there is a merit for these people. A few years ago, I came across a letter from Rav Chaim Kinevsky, the great Golem in Bnei Brak. And he connects people who are learning during davening when they're not supposed to, like Korach and his group of rebellious people that wanted to grab mitzvahs incorrectly. Now, one might say that if a person is able to concentrate and answer amen to the bracha properly, so even though he's learning, that is a reason why he's allowed to. So, limitzchus, right. So right there, right. So if a person has that ability, that he's able to focus, there are chuas that discusses the responses, and the Moshe Feinstein discusses this topic. If a person is, I'm not saying that one should do that.
What's the culture in the yeshiva?
What do people do? What should people do?
No, what do people do? I mean, it seems to be... Oh, what about Philly? I don't see it.
What people should be doing is answering, make sure they answer a main with the proper kavan to each bracha. Each bracha has a different kavan of the main.
And Baruch Hu Roshamay.
And Baruch Hu Roshamay as well, for those who answer Baruch Hu Roshamay, right. The Gro would say not to, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's what I didn't discuss, but yeah. Yeah, no. Okay. That's
what do you mean by learning?
Learning meaning that...
While this is going on.
That let's say a person would go to a wonderful tefillah shir, and he wants to take his tefillah notes, you know, just for example, and he wants to review them during the chazan's repetition. As much as the giver of that shir would appreciate how people are reviewing his notes, but it's not the time for it. Okay, or any aspect of other learning. Obviously, we're not talking about secular learning. That doesn't belong into the Beis Medrash, basic necessities. Okay, I think we should...
You shouldn't start reading Rashi down.
That's correct. Now, listen, a person glances with his eyes at a Perush, you know, he didn't do the worst thing in the world, okay? You know, he doesn't have to worry about that. But we're talking about, you know, a person has a set time to learn. God will ask him, when did you learn? Sure, I learned every single 3 times a day, you know. Not a matter of time, but, right? You know, during Chazan's repetition, that's when I learned. You know, look how much I learned. Oh, Mishnah's. Let's continue, please. We are on the fourth paragraph. Har Habayis. We're going up the ladder now. Har Habayis. Hu Har Shebemekozoi Hayabayis. It's a mountain which in the center of it was a house. Which house? The Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash Hayah Mechulok Laheichol Ulekoyesh HaKadoshim. Beis HaMikdash was divided up into the sanctuary and the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Holy of Holies. Saviv HaBayis, HaYisra Azorah. Around the Bayis was the Azorah, the courtyard, which we saw the picture. We could one you can take a quick look at it. You see the outer courtyard, the inner courtyard. Okay. He continues and says, "Hakarbonos lo hukrivu b'soich beis hamidosh el b'chutz." The karbonos were not in, were not offered in the beis hamidosh, but rather outside. Ba'azara, in the azara. Okay, let's skip the brackets. Go to the next paragraph. Nimsa, we come out. Shebe'atzim yeshnam shnei chalakim. There are two portions, two parts. Pnim l'chutz. There's the inside and there's the outside. Shehim arba. 2 plus 2 is 4. Which are 4. Kol echad mehem mischalak l'shnei chalakim. Each one, the in and inside and outside, are broken up into two parts. What does he mean by this? Habayis, the house, the base of the midrash, is mechulak l'chutz shebipnim, the outside shebipnim, which is the inside, which refers to haheichol, the sanctuary. Once again, that's number 3 on the picture, on the page of the picture. That's all the way towards the top. Okay. I apologize once again if it's too small. And then we have Upnim Shebipnim, the inner side, deeper going in, is number 4. That's the Kodesh Kadosh. Hanikra Lefnai Lefnim, which is called Lefnai going in, Ulefnim, all the way in. Bahachutz, the next part, Mischalek, the outside, is also divided up into two portions. Hazara, which is number 2. Vahar Habayis, which is number 1. Therefore, Hazara Shehi, Makam Havai, the Hazara is where the Karbonos would be offered. Nikreis Hapnim is called the inside Shel Hachutz, of the outside. Vahar Habayis, the mountain of the Beis Hamidosh, which is number 1, goes all the way around the picture. Hu Hachutz Shel Hachutz is the outside of the outside. Okay, next paragraph. Elohein arba dargas mahakara shel hanagas Hashem. These are the 4 levels in the appreciation, recognizing the anhaga, the way Hashem deals with us.
Anhaga means the way, right?
Anhaga, the way Hashem deals with us.
Dargos is
the levels. Dargos, madrega. Correct. We now will explain from bottom going up. Adam nichnas laharabayis, person enters the harabayis. So, we have the picture in front of us. He's on the mountain. Okay? He's entered into the mountain. We should use our imagination now. Hu yodehi knows the harabayis dine ain't the base of Migdosh. He knows the harabayis is not the base of Migdosh. We're going to the next page soon. V'afloi machan elavia. It's not even the camp of the Leviim. Aval Khan, over here, who magia lehavana, he comes to the recognition, the understanding. Shekol mashu ois, everything he does, sorech le'osois al-pi Hashem Yisbarach, has to be done al-pi Hashem Yisbarach, through Hashem, with Hashem's allowing it. Ki hu bayrei ha'olam, because Hashem is the creator of the world. On page Lam Zayin now on top, Zuhi hatfisa shel har habayis. What is the lesson of the har habayis? The lesson of the har habayis is shetzrichim lekayim es kol ha'Torah kula. That we are obligated, we must fulfill the whole entire Torah. Obviously, according to our best abilities. Hashem only asks of us what we can do and nothing more. And Hashem created us, He knows what we can do. So, step 1 is the har habayis is the mountain. We're not there yet, but we have this recognition, this understanding that we have an obligation to fulfill Kol HaTorah Kula, to fulfill all of the Torah. That's step 1. We go to step 2. Kishu nichnas yoyse pnima. He goes further in. Now picture this to your own. You have a front lawn. That's the Har HaBayis, if you will. Then you have a front door. Now we're going opening the door. We're going closer in now. El Hazara. That's number 2 on the page. That's in the middle of the picture. That's where the karbonos were or offered. Who may even he understands shloi rak shetzarach lekayim es kol ha'Torah kula. Not only does he have to fulfill the whole entire Torah, el shekol ha'chayim tzrichim leyois mukdoshim la'avodas Hashem. He comes to the recognition that every aspect of his life has to be sanctified for the service of Hashem. Where does he come to this recognition, this realization? In the azara, where they did the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash, where they brought the karbonos. Shaharei ha'azara hi makam ha'avayda. The azara is the place of the avayda. Once again, the azara was where he would say, that's in the tefillah aspect. Now he's holding tefillah now. Tefillah, as we know, tefillah corresponds to the karbonos which are offered. Now, specifically speaking, the Shemoneh Esrei itself. When we refer, we say tefillah keneged karbonos tiknum, the tefillah was established because of, in place of the karbonos, the offerings, we're referring specifically to the Shemoneh Esrei. However, we see the process of getting up to that point of bringing the karbonos and getting closer to Hashem. We go to the next paragraph. Kishu nichnas laheichol. When he's in now, the picture is number three. He's in the sanctuary. Who maybe he understands Hakadosh Baruch Hu roi yosi korega. Hashem sees me at all time. Kishu magia lekoyish hakadoshim. He comes into the holy of holies. Who kavar yodeya. He knows ki ein oid malvadoi. There is nothing else besides Hashem. Yesh rak es mitzius yichudoi hagomer. The only thing that exists in the world is that unity, that oneness, God alone. Now, kishaboyim anu l'chelik l'chalik ulasad eschelki atfilah hanal kefi mekoyimam b'mashal ubeis hamidosh nemar kach. Now, what he's going to do in this paragraph, he will connect those four different steps of the harabais, the azara, the heichal, and the kodesh kedoshim to our tefillah, our everyday davening. So before we even continue, I think one of the reasons why, I don't want to say we, but people might have, let's be honest with ourselves, people might have difficulty having kavana, is because maybe, you know, we're in the same place day after day, we're saying the same words day after day, and you know, what's the depth of the meaning behind these words? But if we have a different picture, we're not just in a shul, we're in a mikdash ma'at, we're in a small temple, a small sanctuary, but we're climbing a ladder, step by step. There's first gear, second gear, third gear, fourth gear, fifth gear. And we know the expensive cars, the fancy cars, you know, they boast 0-60 in 1.3 seconds, whatever. In tefillah, we don't want to do that. We don't want to go from first to fifth. Doing that, we're going to miss all the way in between. So we want to go slowly. We want to climb the ladder of the mountain slowly. Now he continues and says like this. Nemar kach, it says like this. By the we say on the second line in that fourth paragraph on the page Lama Zion, Kodesh HaKadoshim Zet Tfil Shemoneh Esrei. The Kodesh Kadoshim, the Holy of Holies, corresponds to Shemoneh Esrei. HaHeichol, the sanctuary, corresponds to Kriya Shema Brechosel, Kriya Shema and his blessings. Ukenegdom, which on the downside of the ladder, is Ashrei Nevol Sion, which is after Shemoneh Esrei. The Azara, which is in the picture's line, is number two. It corresponds to the Psuke de Zimra, the Tefillah Psuke de Zimra. And that Psuke de Zimra corresponds to, on the downside of the ladder, Shir Shel Yom, when we sing to Hashem. Baharabayis, the mountain, is the Brachos, where we begin, we enter into the Beis Hamikdash, into the Harabayis, into the Shul. We have the Brachos, the blessings, and the Karbonos. Kenegdon, and opposite them, we have Ein Kelokeinu and Pitom HaKetoyres. V'harichu b'zeh kadmoinim harichus gedolah. The kadmoinim, the earlier great rabbis, have lengthy discussions about this. Next topic.
They didn't mention Aleinu.
You're right. And he does mention how Aleinu is a sug by itself. He says in his other sefer, which he wrote, that Aleinu is the greatest tefillah that there is. Mm. Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's okay. We bring the Rosh Hashanah davening. His emphasis is how Aleinu l'shmeach l'adonai kol. We stress that we are shalai asonik v'goy harotzes. Hashem didn't make us like the goyim, the nations of the world, right? But rather we are this holy nation. Okay, that's for another time though.
So Drew's point is Aleinu doesn't really fit into these four. Like the cool down, so to speak.
It's a different category, which Mr. Shem will get to it. Not here in this. He himself does not discuss it in this chapter.
Where is Adon Olam?
Well, Adon Olam is the Brachas. Introduction. It's even a little before the Brachas. It's getting ready. It's like the preparation to preparation, right? There's such a thing as batting practice.
Okay, so
it's in the beginning, Adon Olam. You mean saying that at the end of Shul?
On Shabbos?
Well, that's just customs that people adapted over the years. It wasn't, you know, it's really for the beginning. But in the example I was giving, that you know, you have batting practice before the game, and then there's, you know, you want to be prepared for the game, and then when you get called to play, you still have, when you're on deck, you're still going to swing those three bats and try to get yourself ready, right? So the Don Olam, excuse the sports example here, but it's like a batting practice. You're getting ready before, you have to get ready for the tefillah, right? Your Adayin, which we discussed, how Adayin Olam, we're getting a frame of mind correctly, we're standing in front of the mass of the universe. Then we're going to begin the brachas. Okay, let's go for a few minutes further. Chelkei ha-tefillah. Sulam hachrechi. There's four different categories of davening. It's like a ladder. It's a ladder which we have to climb this ladder in this order. He continues and says, Gam mibechina mitziusis zehu haseda muchrach. We have to climb this ladder. Kasher Adam hoylech lebeis hamikdash. The person goes to the beis hamikdash. Ein lo yefsharus leikonis yasha lekodesh kedoshim. It is not possible for him to go straight to the kodesh kedoshim, the holy of holies. It's not possible. Who muchroch, he is forced to koydim kol leikonis laharabayis. First go into the harabayis. Achakach laazara, then to the courtyard. Achakach lahechol, then to the sanctuary. Vrak besoif, only at the end. Who yagia, he comes lekodesh kedoshim, to the holy of holies. Kemoikein. Similarly, ein lo yevsharos latzeis mikodesh hakadoshim yashar lebeisai. He cannot just go from the 10th floor to the first floor in one swoop. He has to go down slowly. Olav lachzor b'derech shehuba. He has to go the same way he came. Latzeis lahechol, go out from the hechol, the sanctuary. Lahamshich lazorah, the courtyard. Misham laharabayis, misham lebeisai. From the harabayis, from the courtyard to the harabayis, the mountain. Then from there to his house. What we're saying is, he's now where? He's going to work. He's in the mundane world. Whatever he does with this whole day, that's what he's doing now. That's where he is. The question is, which we will not get to tonight, the question is, what is he taking with him? He went up that ladder. He's coming down that ladder. What is he taking with him that now he has with him throughout the whole entire day? And since we will not get there tonight, I feel it's only important for me to say what that is. Hopefully we'll see it next week, Mr. Shem, inside. But he says, if you want to see it inside, it's the last page, Mem Beis. So where the arrow is pointing, oh, I'm on my eye for the arrow afterwards. The second paragraph, it says, Zuhi ikir mataraz atfilo, the main point of tfilo. Lichyois es kol chayene ba'asaga v'akara she'ein oid milvade v'akol mito yisbarach. To live the whole entire day with this understanding, this recognition, she'ein oid milvade, there is nothing else besides Hashem, no power besides Hashem. V'akol hu mito yisbarach. Everything comes from Hashem. I would like to say a story now. We're not going to cover too much more ground over here, but it's a very nice story, true story. The story is as follows. There is a person by the name of Rav David Soloveitchik Shlita. He is the Yeshiva Brisk, one of the Brisk Yeshivas. Brisk was a town in Europe. He is the son of the Brisker Rav, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the grandson of Chaim Brisker, the great-grandson of the Beis Halevi. And his life was spared and saved when his father, the Brisker Rav, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, was running away from the Nazis. He was with his son, Talmidim, I don't know exactly who, I don't remember the whole story. But the main part of the story is as follows. He escaped, he traveled without tickets, without pass, without anything, right through and past the Nazis, right in front of their eyes, with this concept of Ein Oid Milvadoi. There is no one else besides Hashem. He kept strengthening himself. They were on the train. They had no tickets. And they were, the officer was coming around looking at the tickets for tickets. And I think the story is said over that he said to one of his sons, someone here is not concentrating properly. They strengthened their kavana and the officer went right by them. Ein oid milvadi. I know, I'm telling you, I would not suggest we try this when we want to, you know, go right past the cop and, you know, he's not going to see me. Invincible, right? Straight through. I don't suggest it. I don't suggest that, first of all, it's not safe. I don't suggest it because we're not going to be able to be successful. We're talking about very high levels of total belief in God. The story continues that they were crossing through a border, trying to get from one land to the next land. And once again, they were called by some officers. And the Briskerov said once again, we have to strengthen our emuna. Ein oid milvada. There is no one else besides Hashem. This is documented. He should live and be well. He's still alive today. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. And they strengthen this belief. Only God exists. God is the only power. Nothing else exists. And that officer who was calling them, coming to them, was called, what are you doing over there? Go back to work over there. The officer went away, left. They went straight through. Straight through.
That's fantastic.
Our job,
that was
and our...
Border.
That was by a certain border, yes. That's how I heard the story. It could be the story is a little different, but that is the main crux of the story. Our job through tefillah is to slowly but surely climb that ladder and to have this mindset with us that we are climbing this ladder, that we are slowly entering into the Beis HaMikdash. And when we come down, when we descend this ladder, we are taking, this is the message we are taking home with us, to live with ourselves through the whole entire day. Now, how does this play itself out? Well, it plays itself out when we deal with people. When we deal with people and someone does something that we don't appreciate, we have to realize, Hashem wants this to happen. Now, it doesn't mean that we should be happy when the person, you know, degraded us or whatever. We're still human and there's still different levels. But nonetheless, we have to realize this is all from Hashem. When we deal with people in business, we have to realize, Ein Ein Levadai, everything comes from Hashem. If Hashem wants me to make that money, I'll make that money. Whatever it might be, we have to try to apply this message, whatever our stage is in life, to this point of tefillah. That's what tefillah is all about, to live with Hashem. That Hashem is there in every single aspect of our lives. Hashem sees us, Hashem is with us. And we should make sure we are with Hashem as well. I think we'll stop here for tonight.
Go ahead.